local service ads.
Local service ads, right. And then Paul knows more about the local service ads, I think. Are you with us now? Oh, thank you, Paul.
Todd, happy Monday. How's your day going so far?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. So Tara did want me to get on the line here, get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included, of course, answer all of your questions. And then she did want me to get you more detail about Google Verified or local service ads. Did you have any specific questions for me at this point?
No.
Okay. Are you familiar with the Google Verified? It used to be called Google Guarantee.
Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with it. Yeah, I believe we're Google Verified.
Okay. So, and I don't know why when they changed the name from Google Guarantee, they chose Google Verified, because there is the verification process to get your business kind of recognized by Google as a legitimate company. To have a Google business profile, your business gets verified. So it's a little confusing when they have two different things that are called the same thing. They really should have just called it Google Recommended, because that's basically what Google is doing with the Google Verified section. They're recommending your business. They're no longer guaranteeing your work. That's why they changed the name. They used to come out of pocket up to $2,000 for any complaints against you. They don't do that anymore. So it's not called Google Guarantee anymore, but it is still called local service ads. That's still, you know, a relevant synonym for the product that we are talking about here. With this, it's a pay-per-qualified lead, meaning that, you know, it does route through a Google phone number. That gives the Google AI the opportunity to make sure that it is someone in your service area, someone requesting a service that you want to provide, and then you have to either quote a price to them or at least schedule an appointment to meet with them. Otherwise, it wouldn't even be a qualified lead. Now, of course, the benefit to the Google Verified section is that it really does attract people who are looking to hire a quality contractor at a fair price, but, you know, not necessarily the cheapest guy. So you're not going to be getting someone who's, you know, looking for estimates or looking for the cheapest guy or looking to budget for something down the road.
So what is it per lead then? How much money is it per lead then?
Right. So, and you do roofing, siding, you do a lot of different services, right?
Yeah, mainly roofing, siding, gutters.
Mainly roofing, siding, and gutters. So your leads on the high end are going to be less than $60. They're $58.67. So it could be less than that. That's just going to be the most that you'll pay for those leads. Now, Google will want you to prepay for the first 13 leads. It's kind of like a gas card. You know, you have it there, and then as you use it, it comes out of that. So let's say for simplicity, the next month you only use one lead. The next month you only pay $58.67. Everything that you do not use rolls over. For my clients like you doing bigger jobs, instead of 13 leads, they might use 4, 5, 6 leads in a month. You know, the conversion rate is such that when you get a lead, you pause your leads, or you get a job, you pause your leads, and then everything else, like I said, rolls over to the following month. Now, you don't come out of pocket until you're thoroughly vetted, and there is a background check and a fairly thorough vetting process. Google outsources.
Well, I believe we're already Google verified, and how do you differentiate this lead from our regular Google stuff?
So you're already doing local service ads on your own?
We used to last year, but now we're going through Thrive and a company.
Okay. So you're not, like, paying for leads right now through Google?
No.
Okay. Gotcha. So, I mean, if you've already gone through the background check, it's pretty quick. It's pretty thorough. I mean, really, Google just wants to make sure that you have, like, a physical Social Security card. They don't accept anymore, and this is very recent, about 6 months ago, they don't accept the EIN for this purpose. But the other thing is, of course, you have to have the right insurance. I've never talked to somebody who had liability insurance and didn't have enough liability insurance, because it's always a very low number for something like this. In fact, let me just double check here. for you, it's only $250,000 in general liability. You probably have $1 million or $2 million, right?
Yeah, I guess at this point, like I was telling your colleague, I we just hired a company about 2 months ago to do a new website, get us on Google verified, and
okay.
do a lot of this stuff already. So I just, I'd have to run it by my partner and by them to see if this is something that we're already paying for. I don't know.
Right.
I'm a little in the dark on that, and my partner kind
yeah,
of a little more that with that,
sense.
But.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, if you hired somebody else even just 2 months ago, and if they're supposed to be doing this or parts of this, then obviously, you know, we would definitely want to make sure, you know, what are they doing? What aren't they doing? We wouldn't want to be duplicating any services. But let me just get an email out to you. That way you can forward it over to your partner. And if we can help.
Yeah, if you can shoot me any info you want.
Sure, of course.
Help me out, but it's teelyroofing2@gmail.com.
Okay, the number two, just the number two, right?
Yeah.
Roofing. Roofing2, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Teelyroofing2@gmail.com.
I'll get that out to you, and then it'll have my contact information on there. Feel free to either respond to the email or even just give me a call. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have. But I do appreciate you, and you have a great rest of the day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, too. Take care. Bye now.
Yep.